The fans, we couldn't get the win, but we appreciate them coming out, and it's a big game changer to have them there, so I think next time.
Emma, you were obviously focused on the game, but in the back of your mind, did you get a sense of the occasion, what you were taking part in?
Yeah, I think before the game, we took a second and just said, wow, this is a very cool moment for, you know, women's soccer in Canada, and although the result didn't go our way, I think it's just a first step in a very long season that is quite historic in itself. So I think we're just going to use this as motivation and, you know, we'll bounce back next week.
Marco, your team seemed very intentional today in sort of keeping possession at the back and passing it around. How much of that was also informed by, and your team composition as well overall, how much of that was sort of informed by your choices versus who you had available today, knowing that you had, you know, players like Maya Jones and Amanda West who, you know, low from the NWSL but didn't start tonight or, you know, weren't even on the roster?
Maya Jones and Amanda West were unavailable due to an injury. Regardless of who's on the field, we're going to look to play that way and look to possess and hopefully create through possession and then be very aggressive defensively. I thought we did that for the most part. I just didn't think we execute as well as we normally do. But like Emma said, it's game one out of 25, and we'll be back.
There seemed to be a few moments in the second half where players on the field that seemed to have cramps, or was that happening?
Yeah, there was three or four players that went down with cramps, which was, it's very unusual. We've had 8 preseason games, it never happened. Could be something with the surface because we play on turf normally, or maybe even hydration, but we were wondering about that as well.
Emma, every league has kind of a personality to it. When you go throughout Europe in the men's and women's game, as this league evolves, what personality and style of play do you think, or do you want to kind of evolve over the course of this season and the seasons to come?
I think that you saw some of it tonight, like that fun attacking flair, like, you know, little flicks around the corner and we're in on net, like that kind of stuff gets the crowd going. So I think we're building that identity and hopefully we can continue to build on that going forward. But I think, as Marco said, sometimes maybe it was the occasion, we were a bit impatient in possession and, you know, myself too, mistakes in the midfield. So I think all of that will work itself out and we'll be a much more composed team on the ball that then once we progress into the final third, we're fun to watch.
I've watched a lot of leagues and a lot of fans from field level, and I saw a lot of emotion today. I know you said that you and your fellow players kind of took it all in, but was there something, an observation that you made, whether you caught a sign or a fan or a reaction that's going to stick with you, irrespective of the result?
Yeah, a fan had a poster. They drew me. I think it looked a little bit better than how I probably looked after that game, 90 minutes, but... Yeah, there was a lot of my family in the crowd, some friends, and some cool posters from people I'd never met, so that was very special.
Talking about the game and how this is important game for soccer for women, what do you think this are the core values you want to give to little girls if they are dreaming about this one day?
Yeah, I think honestly it's about hard work. Like, I think you probably saw that from our team. That's something that I think we take pride in being part of our identity, is we're playing till the end, we're not going to give up, we're going to work hard. And although we didn't get the goal, we didn't get the result, I think we were pushing till the end, and I think that's a very important message.
Coach, can you look great off the bench? Is there a possibility that you might start the next game?
There's a possibility, yeah. I really do think, I'll agree that she made a really good impact coming on the field and gave us a bit of a threat in behind that we didn't have before her coming onto the field. And yeah, she's the future, definitely. She's someone with crazy potential, and we're all looking forward to see how she's going to develop.
Coach, your next home game is going to be at the York Lion Stadium, which also happens to be the home of, you know, the York University. Do you have a message for, you know, the York University students so they can talk the wonderful atmosphere we had at BMO Field today?
Again, very grateful for the atmosphere today. If we can replicate even half of that at York Lion Stadium, that would be great. It's a smaller stadium, it's a smaller venue, so it's going to be a little bit easier to fill it. And I just hope the fans are as passionate as they were today.
Did you have a chance to speak with Robert Rosetta, you and your counterpart on the Montreal side, to speak about the game today and during the event of today?
We didn't speak after the game, we spoke before. Again, they're in a very similar situation. You know, he was he was also a little worried about the nerves and how players will react to the atmosphere. But yeah, they're a good team. Rob is a great guy, so looking forward to more matches.
Marco, going into the second half, what was the message to the team? Because tactically it became really clear what you were trying. At 3-4-3, you put upper bands coming up and down. What was the message for that?
Our wide center backs in the first half, I thought, didn't react well to pressure at times with their distances as the ball was being played around the back. So that's the adjustment we made. And I thought both Kayla and Chloe did a much better job in the second half to link the play or to make to break the next line of pressure. That was one, and we just we wanted to stop playing those balls that were going out of bounds, those straight balls in behind. Even though we were against the wind in the second half, so those balls kind of stayed on the field at times, but just a little more patient and little adjustments like that.
And then for Emma, obviously towards the end of the game, you can hear the young fans just screaming, "Let's go, Toronto, let's go." How did that feel for you coming into this game?
Yeah, I think we were really pushing for them to get a win. We were disappointed not to, but we're just really grateful for the support and. Like that. It used to be me in the stands cheering on Team Canada, so it's cool. Full circle moment.
I want to talk about the relationship because before the game there was a photo of the Toronto Scepters taking photos, and I know the Scepters invited you for some games. What is the relationship like with the Scepters and AFC Toronto?
It's a great relationship with all the clubs. All the clubs in the city have been great. We felt support from all of them. We did go to one of their games, or it was two games. But yeah, it's been one community. It's been phenomenal. We support them, they support us, and yeah, it's a united city for sure.
Thanks, guys. Last one.
Well, your team is put together with a lot of League One players. Hooray. Four of them actually, and they're actually directly from North Toronto Nitros. Do you see, like, I know this year you've gone for players all over the world, bring them back to Canada. The whole league has done that. But there's going to be a time where those folks overseas are going to say, no, I don't want to come back. But you have to build from the inside. So is there long-term plans to do what the CPL teams are doing, is linking up with League One teams and or using them as farm teams or academy teams to push up the teenagers into your team? Or is that, or are you gonna have like a CPL draft like the CPL does? A U Sports draft like the CPL does to, get the best college players, university players playing? Or is that too far in the future for now?
As far as the draft is concerned, I don't think there are any plans for that. League One Ontario is generally a feeder league for us. And we're going to keep a close eye, not just on North Toronto, but on all the clubs.
The other goalie was from Vaughan. So.
Yes.
Ah. Yeah.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you for coming. Happy Easter.